And just 2 weeks into oral arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court, already the justices are on their third case involving race and the criminal justice system. The case they're hearing today tests the constitutionality of widespread rules that bar courts from examining evidence of racial bias in jury deliberations. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The federal rules of evidence, as well as rules in most states, generally bar courts from hearing juror testimony about deliberations after a trial is over. Indeed, just 2 years ago, the Supreme Court reiterated that to allow an inquiry into juror deliberations would threaten the integrity of the jury system by inhibiting juror discussions. In that 2014 decision, however, the court specifically said there may be some cases of juror bias so extreme that, by definition, the right to a fair trial has been abridged. If and when such a case arises, the court said, it would decide whether an exception is warranted. That day has now come. Today, Stanford Law Professor Jeffrey Fisher is arguing for an exception to juror secrecy in order to probe whether racial bias affected a verdict.
Racial bias is so uniquely poisonous that it requires every tool to uproot.
Fisher represents Miguel Peña Rodriguez, a Colorado horse trainer who was arrested in 2007 after two teenage sisters identified him as the man who groped them in a darkened restroom at a horse barn. At trial, the prosecution's case rested on the victim's identification. The defense highlighted the short time the victims actually saw their attacker, the suggestibility of the way police brought the girls to see the suspect through the window of a police cruiser at the roadside where the suspect was detained, and the defense presented an alibi witness who testified that Peña Rodriguez was with him in another barn when the attack occurred. The alibi witness, like Peña Rodriguez, was Hispanic. The jurors initially deadlocked, unable to reach a verdict. The judge told them it was their duty to try again. After 12 hours of deliberation in all and much shouting that could be heard outside the jury room, the jury found the defendant guilty on the three misdemeanor counts, but failed to reach agreement on the felony. The state subsequently dismissed the more serious charge. Peña Rodriguez was sentenced to 2 years probation and required to register as a sex offender. He continues to train horses at the same barn. On the day his trial ended, his lawyers followed the usual practice of remaining in the courthouse to speak with any willing jurors. Two jurors told them that during the deliberations, one of the other jurors, identified in court records as H.C., had repeatedly expressed a bias against the defendant and his alibi witness because they're Hispanic. With the trial judge's permission, the lawyers then obtained affidavits from the jurors in which they quoted H.C. as saying that, from his experience as an ex-policeman, he knew that the defendant was guilty because Mexican men believe they can do whatever they want with women, that where he used to patrol, 9 out of 10 Mexican men were guilty of being aggressive towards women and young girls. The affidavits also quoted H.C. as saying that the alibi witness was not credible because, among other things, he was, quote, an illegal. In fact, the witness testified at trial that he was a legal resident of the United States. After receiving the affidavits, the trial judge ruled that there could be no questioning of jurors to see if a new trial would be justified, because the state has a rule barring inquiry into whatever happens in the jury room. The Colorado Supreme Court, by a 4-3 vote, agreed. Peña Rodriguez appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where today his lawyer will argue that in cases of alleged racial bias, if the trial judge can't question jurors about their deliberations, the defendant is deprived of his constitutional right to a trial by a fair and impartial jury. The state will argue that protecting the secrecy of jury deliberations ensures full and frank exchanges of views and protects public confidence in the jury system. Colorado has on its side both history and the practice in most other jurisdictions. But the defense notes that more and more states, from California to South Carolina, allow post-trial inquiry into racial bias on juries, and that the rule has existed in some states for decades without undermining the jury system. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.